So I'm with the homecoming kings of Eurovision. How are you, boys?
We're doing very well. Very well. No, very well. Sorry, I'm tired.
It's been a long day.
It's been a long few weeks. You've been everywhere.
Yeah, but it has been so fun. It's a lot to do, but it's a lot of fun things to do. And yeah, met a lot of new people and yeah, had a lot of fun.
It's a podcast, so we can't see you. So introduce yourselves if people hadn't guessed who you were already. But just do one thing with your voice to differentiate both of you so we know who we're talking to.
Marcus has a darker voice.
Oh, my genius.
No, but yeah, we're pretty similar there. Yeah, I'm Martinez, and by my right side is Marcus, as you can't see.
But I'm looking at you right now, and Marcus, you are on my left, and Martinez, you're on my right. So do you always stand this way?
No, we don't. We just get put where people want us to sit, and we'll sit there.
You put me here.
Yeah. I did put you there, actually. Yeah, you didn't go there naturally. Anyway, we're going to find out all about you in the run-up to Sweden. You are listening to the official Eurovision Song Contest podcast. You've done some of the pre-parties. Has it been nice, Marcus, meeting everybody that you are going to be appearing against this year?
You know, I was a bit nervous in the start because you don't know what to expect, you know, from other people, other artists that you haven't met before. But, you know, all of them have been so nice. Or I haven't met all of them, but most of the people that we've met have been very nice to us. We've gotten a good chemistry already, and I think it's very good when you're going to spend so much time together in Malmö. So yeah, I'm very happy so far.
Who have you really bonded with so far?
I think we bonded most with Finland. We have a lot of jokes with each other. We
and
say
we meet each other at like random places all the time.
Yeah, all the time, lifts or anywhere, and we always say that we either hate each other or love each other. Yeah, we're just having a lot of fun, you know.
What was it the last time you saw each other? Was it love or hate?
Oh, it was, I think, a good night. Last night, yeah.
But they
they were watching our sound check and they were amazing crowd, yeah.
Have they given you any denim yet? Yeah. What have they given you?
I have the shorts, the jean shorts. We got them right after we won Melody Festival and signed. I tried to put them on, but they were too small.
So
I asked if I can get a new one and he said he would fix it. Yeah, so I hope he got one for
it. Yeah.
They're too small for him as well, to be fair. You've seen it, right?
Yeah, I think that's fun though. They're two fun boys and we love them.
Like last year, you came so close, but Queen Laureen pipped you to the post, didn't she, at Melody Festivalen? But actually, she did what she did and she became champion. So you were happy to wait
we're
one more year.
Happy. I mean, this year couldn't suit us better, you know. Sweden, we're going to represent Sweden in Sweden, which is so cool. We're the number one that's going to perform as well. So we're going to start Eurovision in Sweden. I mean, it couldn't get better for us, so we're super happy.
I saw that video when they picked out the number, and nobody could believe that they picked out Sweden to be first in the grand final. Like, they thought it was rigged or they'd done it on purpose.
I also saw it on the social media. That's where I found out, and I was like, what?
I thought
like Sweden was some of the last ones because we're the one who's hosting. Then I heard that we were the first one. And at first I was like, no, I don't want to be the first one. I don't like this at all. But now I'm starting to think like it's cool, you know, because when you're the first one out, like it's a big it's a bit of a pressure, but it's you're starting the whole show. It's crazy, you know, and then we get to just chill in the green room, eating some snacks maybe and have fun and watching all the others, you know.
Last time Sweden opened, I think it was with Diggiloo Diggiley, so no pressure there. And 50 years since ABBA, this year in Eurovision as well. So it is a bit of pressure, but we're going to have a lot of fun.
It's like all the stars are aligning, because I thought the same as you. First, you might think, oh, that's a bit scary. But actually, to do it in Sweden, the country you're representing, it kicks off the party. And with the song that you've got as well, and with the way it looks and feels and the vibe, it's kind of the perfect opener.
I think so too, because it's not
too much either. It's like a perfect song to open up with. It's this club vibe. It makes you want to move, dance, and I think it's a perfect way to start the Melody Festival. I mean Eurovision.
Yeah, Eurovision now.
Yeah, in Eurovision, not Melody Festival anymore. So yeah, I hope people really want to enjoy the song and enjoy our staging as well.
Have you had lots of support from Swedish artists, Norwegian artists? You're one of the few countries you've got dual support. You've got the support of Norway and Sweden. You know, it's quite nice.
Yeah, yeah. We even the Prime Minister in Norway tweeted about us and said congratulations. He was super happy. So we've got a lot of support and we're super happy about it. And yeah, we're just going to give everything in Eurovision because, you know, this is kind of like a once in a lifetime moment for us. So yeah, we're just going to enjoy everything.
Do you think that you are Sweden's favorite Norwegians?
Usually it's like hate over the Norwegians ones, but I think they kind of like us.
I hope so. Yeah.
Well, you won Masked Singer, didn't you, in Sweden?
We did, and we got the most votes from the people as well. So I think they wanted us to go through and qualify and go all the way to Eurovision. So we're very happy to be here now.
No, it's an amazing journey for you both, really, isn't it? What do your parents make of you going to Eurovision?
They're super proud of us. They're both going to be there that night. So, yeah, it's going to be, I don't know why, but when family or friends, near friends are watching us, I feel so much more pressure. I don't really feel so much pressure when it's like 200-300 million watching. It's super cool. I'm super excited for it. But I'm more nervous that my friends and family are going to watch me. I don't know why, but it's just a thing. Because, you know how they think, you know who they are and everything. It's something else. It's special, but maybe it's a good thing. Yeah.
Well, they're also the ones that can be the most honest with you as well, can't they? They're not afraid to say, no, that was rubbish, yeah. You know?
Yeah, it's true. But it also gets you more focused, you know? You really want to impress them. It's something about that. But yeah, we're just going to have fun. And I know it's going to be a, I don't want to say it, but it's going to be an unforgettable night. Yeah. I don't want to say it, but I did.
How many times has he said that?
Like 5 times a day, at least. Yeah, but it's true. It's going to be an unforgettable night. Even though I don't want to use that word, it's going to be an incredible night.
Do you have a little bet that every interview you do for Eurovision, you get that pun in?
Well, I win that bet.
Well, we don't even have to say it. It's either us or the journalist as well can also try to take that joke in, and we're like, oh, good one.
No one's done that before.
Every time I'm going to say unforgettable, it's going to haunt me. Yeah.
Every time. Well, you've got another 6 weeks of it yet, so don't tire of it just yet. Okay, guys, so this is, I want you to both say at the same time, I'll do 3, 2, 1, you say who the answer is, okay? Pretty obvious.
Okay.
Who is the best at cooking?
Martinez.
Agreed, Martinez best at cooking.
I don't agree, but I know he would say Martinez, so now it's 1 point.
So what's your speciality?
I like cooking healthy food, like finding a way to make healthy food. In the last few weeks, I love making beef.
Beef?
Steak.
Nice.
Yeah, love it.
Full of iron, protein.
Yes, of
it's
course.
Very balanced.
Love it.
Also, I get all my recipes now from TikTok. Yeah. Like literally
it's so
every.
Easy, you know, if you actually are trying to cook, you can actually just watch TikTok and make good food out of it. Yeah.
My saved list is like huge. Right, number two. So 1-0 to Martinez. Who would win a 100-meter sprint?
3, 2, 1.
Martinez.
Oh, so you both think you're faster than each other?
100%. I'm 100% faster than him.
But Marcus?
I just think it's very funny that he thinks that he's faster than me.
When you are the faster one.
Yeah, because in my football team, I play the winger, and it's very often the wingers are explosive. And yeah.
I think you're explosive.
So that is still 1-0 to you because you couldn't decide on that one.
To me, Marcus.
Who's
you can actually do this on purpose and get the 1-0 0.
You're not playing an honest game.
No, okay, sorry.
Who is the best at FIFA? 3, 2, 1.
Marcus.
Ah, that's agreed. 1-1. So you are better at FIFA.
Yeah, well, it's called EAFC right now. Right. Since we're ambassadors, we have to say EAFC. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, you're doing it like the right way. I apologize.
No, all good.
But can you remember the first time you played when you were a kid?
Oof. I don't think I do, but I've been playing it every year since I can remember. It's always been a good memory in both of our lives.
I think it was called FIFA 2008, was one of the first ones, yeah.
Have you ever been on the soundtrack yet?
No, we really wanted it's to, but we've done it's on our bucket list, but we've actually been like in the game, because when you play online, you can play something called squad battles, and there you can play against a team that we've put together, and then it's a picture of us online there, so that's very cool.
Okay, so you're halfway there, yeah. So you just need the music as well, and then the bucket list is completed.
Yes.
And finally, so it's 1-1. Who is the best at actual football?
Martinez.
It's me, 100%.
Martinez.
Right now it's me.
How? The last trainings and everything.
What did he do on the last training session?
No, but he just passes the ball to not his teammates. And his playing understanding is not as good as me. And when we play on our team, I start the matches and he doesn't. So you can't say yourself. You have to give it to me.
Last match, we both were actually on the bench.
Right now, I'm not that I'm taking sides, Martinez, but I am with Marcus because he does seem a bit more convincing in his argument. Yeah. And you can barely look up, Martinez.
He was better than me. But right now, I'm better than him, 100%.
But he has stats from 2 years ago? Is it 2 years ago,
no,
Marcus?
This is just all stats
from 2 years ago.
No, it's not.
Okay, so talk me through the stats.
This is like 23 games, 2 goals.
Is that Martinez?
That's Martinez. Let me just search up my name here. Marcus Gunnarsson, football.
2 years ago.
23 games, 22 goals.
It is correct, Martinez, I'm afraid.
You said current. That's not current. No.
I didn't say current. I just said who is the best at actual football.
Yeah, it's me.
It is me. Oh my God.
My friend, look at this. Oh, we God. Just did a football challenge, actually, I think a week ago, where we had two challenges.
Yeah.
Can we just look at it?
And the first one is with the weak foot.
What's your weak foot? Your left foot?
Yeah, left foot. And then I almost hit there. This is Martinez's weak foot.
Yeah,
so bad.
Yeah, that was further away.
Here, and this is me. Almost. Whoa. And then I hit.
Okay.
So that's also two out of two. I want to do this TikTok challenge where we see who's the best in football for this.
Okay, so in Malmö, that is what the team has to get you to do so that we can like settle this once and for all. You know, we don't want any bad energy before you go on stage.
No, it's fun.
I just hope people listening know that it's Marcus. I feel like I should have convinced you guys
by now. Martinez, 100%. I will show you on this TikTok challenge when we meet in Malmö.
Right, we're holding you to that. Pause that thought. What is amazing, you've been to Old Trafford. And you went to, where did you go in Madrid?
Getafe. Say it again.
This is not about negativity, Marcus. This is about...
I just love the way he says it because it's wrong.
Getafe. It's fun.
No, one more time.
It's nice. Getafe.
Martinez. Getafe.
Yeah?
Getafe.
Fun of here.
I love it. I feel like you're getting a bad deal at the minute, Martinez. Yeah. But how is Old Trafford? Because Manchester United, is that your favourite UK club?
No, it's just my favourite team.
Oh, your favourite team?
Yeah, all over. Sport. Yeah, I'm a huge Manchester United fan and been that since I was 6 years old. Martinez is not the same. He's actually a Chelsea fan.
Okay. And what if I told you that my dad was a lifelong Manchester City fan? So I'm afraid our friendship may be over.
No, but I respect that because a lot of people, you know, he's been through a difficult period of being a Manchester City fan because, you know, a lot of people just start being fan now because they're the best club in the world right now. So, yeah, I have a few of those friends.
So this is the Marcus and Martinez quiz. Now, this is not just about Eurovision. This is about Eurovision and football together. So this is thank you to Reddit. I found these facts on Reddit. Yeah. There's three questions. You can play as a team or individually?
Individually.
Okay, number one is easy. In the opening of the 2013 Eurovision Song Contest, which Swedish footballer made an appearance in the opening credits saying, "Welcome to Sweden in my hometown of Malmö"?
Martinez.
Zlatan.
Correct. You got it. Do you remember?
Yes.
I do know that because Zlatan is from Malmö. That's why.
Yes, he's like Malmö's most famous person, basically. Yeah. So 1-0 to Martinez.
He should do the same this year.
He should, shouldn't he? Yeah, I think you should call him up personally.
I will send him a DM.
Yeah, let's do it.
Question two. Which former Liverpool footballer gave the points for Estonia at last year's competition?
Ragnar Klavan.
Correct, yes.
He's the only Estonian player I know of, and I know he played for Liverpool, yeah.
Yeah, completely, and he gave the point saying our 12 points go to. So it's one all, so it's all on this one. Question number three. Which Norwegian footballer who has 58 caps for his country...
Martinez.
Jon Carew.
Incorrect.
Yes.
You interrupted before the end of the question. Which Norwegian footballer who has 58 caps for his country tried to represent Norway at the Junior Eurovision Song Contest as part of the band Sheep Boys?
Sheep Boys?
I know.
Well, I was thinking...
I know, it's super obvious.
It is. I was thinking Marcus Henriksen.
Yes, it's right.
Is that your final answer?
I think so.
So just talking to the mic, who was it?
Marcus Henriksen.
Correct, it is Marcus Henriksen. So I would say it's 2-1 to Marcus, but Martinez, if you just waited for the whole of the question...
That's right. No, I'm not going to handshake you.
Marcus is trying to get a handshake out of his brother, and he's refusing it. Is that the first Eurovision / football quiz you've been given so far?
And I love it.
I couldn't find any more football facts, but you know, there's probably more.
I love it. Best quiz.
Finally, Laureen won last year. What does she mean to you guys? And have you had the chance to get any advice from her or anything?
First of all, you know, she has shown us that it's possible to win Eurovision, and it motivates us a lot.
She's like a Eurovision mother to us.
Yeah.
She is. And it just gets me so gassed up and super ready for Eurovision. And we met her in Melodifestivalen's final. And she said, like, the show and the song, everything was so spot on. It was super good. She said it reminds her of Matrix as well. And I said, I never watched it with Matrix. And she was like, what, honey? You need to watch that.
Good impression.
Just talked a little bit. And, she liked the song. So that's
she
good.
She talked about you as well.
Yeah.
Did she? What did she say?
You need to wear a white suit in Eurovision.
Dusty pink, Martinez.
Kind of like light pink.
I'm wearing a pink shirt at the moment. Marcus is wearing pink, and I'm looking at getting a pink shirt, a pink suit for Eurovision.
Had pink hair.
Did you? When?
Yeah. 2 years ago? Yeah, I'm sure. A picture.
Okay. Was this like after COVID time?
1 to 10.
Yeah, I will. But this is like when everyone was dyeing their hair. Can you remember?
It actually wasn't. Oh, here I am. Marcus, stop it. Here is me.
Oh, you look good. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'd give that a 7.5.
Thank you. We've had so many awful hair.
Look at Marcus' hair here. Rate this hair.
Uh-oh. Okay.
Oh, no. Wow. I'm looking at basically a sheepdog.
Yep. You're basically looking at everything.
That's Marcus with long blonde curtains.
I've had so much.
Okay. How would you describe that picture of Marcus?
Horrible. Yeah.
That's a top knot-ish.
What was I thinking?
So your hair at the minute, boys, are you at peak Marcus and Martinez hair right now?
I don't know. I want to do something about it. Maybe I'm going to do something right before Eurovision final.
Yeah. Are you allowed?
Maybe same hair like you.
That's an in-joke.
I was actually talking with the guys, with the people who's doing our show. Actually, they wanted me to do it very short and blonde.
Well, we can see that's not gone right in the past.
No. So I don't know. Maybe I'm gonna do something about it or not.
Yeah, surprise them at the end.
No one wants surprises on the day night of Eurovision. You've got to keep it. Marcus is like yes.
Yes.
Finally, I want to ask you both your earliest Eurovision memory when you first saw it and were like.
Alexander Rybak,
you haven't even let me give you the microphone.
Oh,
right. First Eurovision
so
memory.
Hyped. No, first memory, of course, Alexander Rybak, when he won for Norway with Fairy Tale, a very core memory for Eurovision. Yeah. And yeah, that was the first memory and very, very good memory.
That kickstarted it all, right?
Yeah.
The journey to now.
You want to ask mine as well?
Oh, I assumed it would be the same.
Oh, it is the same.
Guys, we'll do the football challenge in Malmö. Yeah. Thank you so much for talking on the official Eurovision Song Contest podcast. The home guys, no, that's a rubbish name for you. What do we call you? The hometown guys, but then...
What do we call you?
The kings from Sweden.
The kings from Sweden.
The irritating, peep-talking men.
Opening the show, yeah. Marcus and Martinez, thank you.
Bye.
Bye, boys!
Bye.
Oh, thank you to Marcus and Martinez. Really good energy. Love talking to them. They have such a good sense of humour as well. As I mentioned, they are arguably Sweden's favourite Norwegians, and the guys have already announced a post-European tour all across Europe. Now, if you hadn't heard already, there is an exciting new change to the format of the grand final. This got announced this week. So the countries who've qualified from the semi-finals, as well as the big five, will now be able to pick not only the first half, the second half, but also the producer's choice. So that means if an artist picks that in the random draw, the producers of the show can put them anywhere in the running order for the grand final. That doesn't affect Sweden. They've already picked first in the running order. That will stay as it is. But it is a big change, which producers say is going to create the best show possible. Now, that is all from me this week, but I want a little give you a little preview of a very exciting episode that's happening next week, because at the London Eurovision party, I recorded a special episode in front of a live audience. It's the first time that the podcast has had a live audience. It was so much fun. We had Conchita with us celebrating the 10th anniversary of their amazing win. We had Gustav, who represented Belgium from last year. Our Eurovision mates Kano were there as well. And we had a couple of surprise drop-ins from this year. That episode will be released next week, and then we will be in Malmö. It is so close. Until then, we'll see you soon.